This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Many people, even those who believe themselves to be Christians, live only to make a good impression, make an impression on others, or even please themselves. This is clearly a self-centered living. If people are concerned only for themselves, seeds of discord are certainly sown. Paul the Apostle, here in the book of Philippians, stresses spiritual unity. He's asking the Philippians, in chapter 2, where we pick it up this week, to love one another, to work together with one heart, one purpose. You see, when we work together, we care about the problems of others as if they were our own. We are actually demonstrating Christ's example of putting others first. This brings unity. So don't be concerned about making a good impression or pleasing yourselves to the point where you strain your relationship to others in God's family. We need to let the Spirit of God work through us to attract fellow believers to Christ. Again, we're in Philippians chapter 2 today, beginning in verse 1, where Paul writes, "If therefore there is any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassion, make my joy full of being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Living Bible says, is there any such thing as Christians cheering each other up? Do you love me enough to want to help me? Does it mean anything to you that we are brothers in the Lord, sharing the same Spirit? Are your hearts tender and sympathetic at all? Then make me truly happy by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, working together with one mind, one heart, and one purpose. Paul is clearly reasoning here with the believers in Philippi, and he's saying that if they belong to Christ, then innately that would provide a certain amount of encouragement, if you will, a comfort from the love that Christ gives us, a fellowship unity with other believers, and certainly a heart of love and mercy towards others. But please notice the word "if" that Paul begins with today. If we belong to Christ, that status will be assured. And that being the case, if we hold such in common with all other believers, well, Paul is calling us therefore to be like-minded with each other, to live in a spirit of unity. Of all the things that Paul could have asked these believers for at this juncture, of all the things he could potentially fulfill his joy while sitting in a prison cell, what does he ask for? The unity amongst these believers as a whole. That's what he wants. That's what he desires. Paul's world was no doubt at this point under some extreme conditions. Yet again, his concern was still for them, not for himself. Still, firstly, for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. Now, does this passage mean that we are all to think exactly alike on all spiritual matters? Well, not likely. The very nature of mankind would seem to predispose humanity to having differences of opinions on some matters. However, should there be agreement upon major tenets of doctrine and faith according to Scripture? Well, yes, absolutely, one would think so anyway. Paul is not telling us now to have unity with the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses just because they claim to be Christians. But on the other hand, the degree of strife and infighting between evangelical churches, between denominations, and even between individual believers, well, I think that's shameful. There will be differences of opinions indeed on minor matters of interpretation and practice. Paul's not saying that we should all be non-thinking drones. Nor does he honestly expect everyone will agree on every point. But we need to understand that uniformity and unity, well, they're not the same thing. We are all being called to be at peace with each other and not to bite and devour each other because, well, they go to a different church or because maybe we didn't get our way or complete satisfaction on some issue. That's what the world does, gang, and we're supposed to be different. And if we aren't, well, indeed, we aren't. Meaning if we are different than the world on this matter, maybe it's because we aren't different than the world at all. No matter if we go to church or if we do good stuff. Look, to be like-minded is essentially to have the mind of Christ, to see things as he saw them, and to respond as he responded. Truthfully, this call is, quite frankly, terribly ignored, and often even overtly rejected by the greater church today. I think this is one of the reasons some of us fail to ever know God's peace, and further, fail to ever know joy as Christians. If we fail to set down our divisive spirits and our bitter hearts, we eventually will be consumed from the inside out like cancer.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.